Good morning. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I am trying to figure out who is the most powerful superhero. I think that it is, of course, Superman. But I would like to know, what do you think? Who do you think is the most powerful superhero?
If you watch all the movies.
Yes. Don't tell me that. Well, who is he? Don't tell me that Superman dies. So who is the strongest one? Yes.
Green Lantern.
You think it's Green Lantern?
He can make anything out of, like, anything. So he can just, like, destroy anything.
He can make anything out of anything. So he can destroy things. I need to update my knowledge of superheroes. I just know Superman and Batman. Yes. Yes, God. You have been listening to church, Laura. But I'm talking about superheroes, other than God. Anybody else? Now, what do you think it is that makes a superhero a hero? Well, you were in the morning service, in the Spanish service, so that's kind of cheating because you know the answer. What do you think? Think about, what is it that makes a superhero a hero? Think about it. Teddy.
I want to help someone.
Did Pablo tell you? Somebody that helps others, right? So at first, we might think that what makes a hero is the superpower that he or she has. You might think that, oh, it's the fact that he can fly. Or, oh, it's the fact that she is so strong. Or, oh, it's the fact that he can turn, what is it that Green Lantern does? Turns things, makes whatever he wants?
It's objects.
Objects?
He uses his ring and he can make anything.
He can make anything. So at first, you might think that that's what makes them heroes. But in reality, I think that what makes a hero a true hero is the fact that they do the right thing, even when it's hard. Because if you think about it, the villains, the bad guys, they also have powers, right? But we don't call them heroes or superheroes. They're villains. So what makes a hero is the fact that they do the right thing. So you don't even need superpowers to do the right thing. As a matter of fact, some of the greatest heroes are people that you know. Are people that work really hard so that you can have what you need. Are people that get up early in the morning, even when they don't want to help you. So your mom, your dad, your grandpa, your grandma, your uncle, your aunt, your neighbors, lots of people. Even your brother or your sister can be a hero. Even you can be a hero if you choose to do the right thing, even if you don't have superpowers. Okay? Would you help me bless the children, please? Gracious God, we want to give you thanks for the blessing of children, for the blessing of youth. Thank you for the big privilege and honor to raise these children. Thank you for having them here in your church. We pray that they continue to grow in grace and in wisdom, that we may be models and examples to them, even if imperfect, of what it means to be a true hero, somebody that chooses to do the right thing, and that they may learn also together with us, to trust in you always. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You can go back to your seats.